Even though you may believe that you're just speaking, your voice is a musical instrument like any other. In fact, it's actually two in one. It's a string instrument like a guitar or a piano because the vocal cords actually vibrate like strings. And it's a wind instrument like a flute or a saxophone because you need to control the way that air comes in and out to make great sounds. The goal is to learn how to control the way air comes into your lungs, but so much more importantly, you need to learn the secret to control the way that air flows back out of your body. Why? Because the words you speak need to ride out of your mouth on a solid stream of air. That's the only way you're gonna sound great. So here's the best way to control that airflow. First, a lot of you are breathing in through your mouths. I understand that. It's easy to get air in that way, but that's not the way we were born to do it. When you breathe in through your mouth, the incoming air actually dries your mouth, your throat, and your vocal cords. So try this with me now. Open up your mouth and take a slow breath in with me now. Here we go. Let's do it again. See how it made me cough? Do you feel how dry that makes your throat? Way too dry. So now close your mouth and breathe in through your nose with me. Okay, let's go. Let's do it again. Do you feel how that doesn't dry your throat? That's because there are filters inside the nose called turbinates. And when air passes through those filters, it becomes moist. The reason that so many of you are losing your voices after talking all day is because you're breathing in through your mouth. Practice closing your lips every time you breathe, and you'll be able to speak all day and night and never lose your voice. Now, let me help you make the most of the air coming out. So as I inhale the air through my nose, I pretend that I have a balloon in my abdomen. I let that abdomen move out as if the balloon was getting bigger. Then, as I speak, I simply let my abdomen come slowly back in. Look at me again. Take a breath, pretend there's a balloon in there, and then as I speak, I let my abdomen come back in. This movement helps me control exactly how much air goes from my lungs to the vocal cords. If I want the air to come out fast, I just bring my stomach in fast. And if I want the air to come out slow, I just let my abdomen come in slowly. Try practicing this exercise. Inhale through your nose, let your abdomen come forward, and then let it fall back in slowly as you say the words, "Roger only wants me to speak while my abdomen is coming back in." Again, inhale. "Roger only wants me to speak while my abdomen is coming back in." Practice this until it becomes second nature. Breathing and speaking this way gives you 100% control over the way the air comes riding out of your mouth, which helps you speak louder, more confidently, and create sounds that people will hear, feel, and remember.